This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And I wonder if those brands are suffering from retail ruin because of the pandemic in any way. I don't know. We are asking you on the show today, is there a shop or restaurant that you love that has closed down due to the MCO? Share your stories with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to some of the messages that have already come in. But now we have a story about a new drone directive that is on its way.
Right. So drones have always been controversial gadgets. So while their value is unquestionable, issues of privacy and designated fly zones, right, is a matter of contention. As such, the Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia plans to publish a new directive for unmanned aircraft systems, drones included, in February this year. So this came from the Malay Mail. The Civil Aviation Authority, CAAM, says it will publish a new directive. At the Virtual World UAV Unmanned Aerial Activity Summit 2021, CAAM Deputy Chief Executive Officer Zainal Arifin Maslan said, in order to secure a bright future to the Malaysian drone industry, enforcement of new regulations will require repetitive processes such as registration, authorization and surveillance, and various other processes would need to be done online or to the unmanned traffic management platform.
Yeah, so these new regulations will address the training side of the equation, where ample guidance apparently will be included to ensure only competent drone operators have the right to operate drones for industrial purposes.
Right.
Local regulatory authorities that took part in this UAV summit include the Civil Aviation Authority, the Department of Survey and Mapping Malaysia, Malaysian National Cybersecurity Agency, as well as MDEC.
All right. Okay. So I see two words there. Only competent and industrial purposes.
Exactly.
Right. So the new directive should serve as an update to what we have now. Unmanned aircraft activities in Malaysia are currently bound by the Civil Aviation Regulation 2016 and the Aeronautical Information Circular 04-2008. Zainal said he believes now is a perfect opportunity for a new set of drone regulations to come in place to ensure safety, as well as thrusting the industry to new heights. So I think, you know, now is right, before it becomes mainstream. No laws in place.
Yeah, so NACSA Chief Executive Officer, that is the National Cybersecurity Agency CEO, Muhammad Shah Nuri Muhammad Zain, said that cybersecurity threats in urban air mobility are real, as the infrastructure used to operate the technology is still quite vulnerable. And that being the case, the coordination of cybersecurity issues in the context of the air mobility ecosystem will be done across government agencies under the purview of critical national information infrastructure protection, in line with the Malaysia cybersecurity strategy launched, and this was, I think, somewhere late last year, somewhere in October or so. So now, you know, plenty to discuss here, and you know, just a couple of things. Drones have potential but are plagued with security issues, and you know, I'm no expert in this, you know, but you listen to Rich and Arv go on about these things, right? You know that there are so many things to consider when you want to try and bring these drones into play,
right?
And you know, how will these regulations change that? And also, could drones have helped with contactless delivery if they were more mainstream and these regulations had come sooner?
I don't know. Okay, better now than never, right? So, and I know that really helps with contactless delivery, and that's why you need competent people, and like, you know, it should go under the aviation industry. Can you just see them going around, right? And you don't know what's in there. Cameras, what have you. So also privacy to wherever they're going, right? So you need accountability on who is manning these drones. So I hope this will take this into consideration, and not just, you know, if any Tom, Dick and Harry being able to do it.
Yeah, well, we won't have to wait too long. It's coming up February, which is next month, in just a couple of days, actually.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll be bringing you an update on that when the story breaks. But for now, is there a shop or restaurant you love that has closed down due to the MCO or due to the pandemic? Still have a couple of minutes to get in touch with us, but, you know, let's just go through some of the responses that have come in.
We've got here from Owen Lee, Rills Bangsa was the best steak in town. And then a special, here's another one again. More about, you know, shopping complexes and all that, and how that looks really like what Datuk Wira was saying, like
Haunted house. Yeah. Over on Twitter, we have a couple of responses, and this is from Chinna Berjanggut, who says, sure there is. Osaka Kitchen at Lot 10. Amazing food and services. We have have another one here from the Hacksman who says, Teh Tarik Place. Oh, I didn't know they closed. Frida, you want to read from Mama Yang?
Yes, Mama Yang says, China treasures in Sime Darby Convention Center. Best dim sum in KL. Now I have to settle for mediocre ones. Oh. Okay. And from Muizuddin, he says, most dominant eateries are place are Tom Yum stall and Ayam Penyet stall. Most Tom Yum here still not open because they're mostly Southern Thais that went back during MCO. Ooh, right? Okay. Ayam Penyet still survived. The workers haven't gone home at this point.
Yeah, and we have one last one here from Ninja910 who says, none. Legendary hawker stalls don't close just because of MCO. They innovate with takeaways. If your food is really delicious, MCO is nothing. Unless your food is mediocre, then you need to worry. But you know, I noticed that most of the responses that have come in have all been about food.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we have, you know, many retailers and especially apparel shops that have closed as well. I know one that really broke my heart was Wear Batika. They closed and they announced closure like over 48 hours and they had like a massive sale. But, you know, that was one that crushed me. I have a I'm going back to food. But there was this really good Bak Kut Teh stall in USJ 16, I think. Right. Or is it SS16? They also closed. They'd been there for like decades.
Right.
You know, and just closed over the last few months.
And hopefully they'll come back in some shape and form after all this, right? The comeback stories. Maybe we'll do that.
Sometime soon. Mm. But of course, you know, thank you so much for all your messages for participating in our conversation. Of course, our top story was about MCO 2.0 retail ruin. And then we moved on to that story about the future of traditional retail before capping off with
the story about drones and policies.
Yes, that is coming sometime in February. If you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. So you can also catch up on all our podcasts on the BFM app, on iTunes, or on Spotify. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bites. But till then, here's Sunflower Bean with I Was a Fool. Thank you for listening, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.